1109. Alfonso, who would end up being called El Batallador, the Battler, for the many battles he won against the Moors, that territorially enlarged his kingdom. Fundamentally for reasons of state, he was the only Christian caudillo capable of opposing the Almoravids who had snatched Uclis from the Castilians, was proposed and married Doña Urraca, daughter of Alfonso VI of Leon and Castile, monarch who died in August of 1109. Doña Urraca turned queen, and Alfonso I accelerated the wedding that took place in the fall of 1109 in the castle of Muño near Burgos. With this marriage, something very important had just happened. The kingdoms of Aragon, Pamplona, Leon, and Castile, although each with its own characteristics, laws, and institutions, were in the same hands, those of the Alonso Urraca marriage. Something that had already happened in the days of Sancho III, the Great of Pamplona, but this attempt failed in the 11th century. Would the same thing happen now? The truth is that, in principle, the marriage between Alfonso and Urraca is a normal union. The people who come from all the kingdoms sing and dance to pay homage to the newlyweds, wishing they had a son soon, so that one day he would become the future king.